السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we continue with the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Suratul Sabah, chapter 34, verses 46 to verse 54. Insha'Allah al-Aziz. Today we will complete and conclude this chapter and surah, Suratul Sabah, chapter 34. Let us recap and summarize our previous lesson. Almighty Allah said, people's wealth, children, that will not bring them close and nearer to Allah. The only criteria by Almighty Allah is our faith, our iman, our Islam, good deeds. Then people will enter Jannah, they'll be safe and sound, and they'll be in the tall, high buildings, and that will be everlasting bliss and joy and prosperity. Those who are opposing the message, for them will be everlasting doom and gloom and Jahannam. Whatever you spend, even the small amount, one date after date, Allah will give you a better replacement. Ittaqun nar walaw bi shiqqi tamra. Fear the fire, abstain from the fire and Jahannam, even if it be a quarter date, half a date. So 1 rand, 50 cent, 2 rand, $1, 1 rupee, whatever it is, cash or kind, a loaf of bread. So give out. This is voluntary charity, Muslim, non-Muslim, zakat to Muslims only, poor Muslims. Then Allah Ta'ala poses a question to the angels, these people committing shirk, polytheism, did they worship you? They say, never, they were worshipping the jinn. So Almighty Allah teaches us, whole lot of them who are sane and mature, they worshipped anybody, anything besides Almighty Allah, everlasting Jahannam and the hellfire. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Then we find that they would carry on with their character assassination. They said the message the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger brought, ifkum muftara, is falsehood. Allah forbid, that was invented, fabricated. They would say sihrum mubin, open sorcery, magic and witchcraft. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So Almighty Allah says, now you're going to go to Jahannam and stay there forever. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. See now, how is my punishment? Today's lesson, chapter 34, Surah Sabah, verses number 46 to verse 54. قُلْ يُوْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ حَبِيبُنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Inform humanity, people at large. إِنَّمَا عِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةٍ. That I am giving you advices, admonishments. Now you need to go into the history, philology of these words. A'idhukum. A'idhukum means wa'az. Wa'az means al-kalam, such speech that leads to tarqiqul qulub. It makes the heart melt. It makes the people cry. So when husband, wife, that they are gone to now tussle and grouse and ructions between them, so Quran Kareem says, fa'idhuhunna. So you, the husband, speak to her, that your wife, and alone, when you're alone with her, not in front of anybody, and children or parents. So speak to her in a kind, polite manner. Melt her heart. Surah number 4. Surah Nisa chapter 4, verse number 34. So there Almighty Allah speaks of this. So I am telling you kindly, politely, sincerely, to melt your heart, be wahida. One thing, one advice, nasihatun wahida. So what is that? You must stand up for justice. You must stand up for tawheed. You must stand up for the deen of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And don't stay behind. Once you go back, remember then the nifaq, the hypocrisy, then everything else starts entering. Advance, advance, whether you alone, whether you two, whether you groups, stand up for justice, stand up for the deen of Islam. Antaqumu lillah, see that is the one nasiha now. Wahida, nasihatun wahida. Antaqumu lillah, that you stand for Allah. So what does it mean you stand for Allah? You stand up lidinillah for the sake of Allah. They want to ban our adhan, we must stand up. They want to legalize gross sodomy and homosexuality and gay brigade, we must stand up. They want to demolish our mosque and so forth, we must stand up. So anywhere in the world where there is injustice, we must be in the forefront. Stand up and speak the truth, speak justice. But who will do all that? Because there will be criticism, there will be your enemies, your adversaries, and they all will attack us. So people, when we have iman, iman kamil, then we will be able to do that. Antaqumu lillah, that you stand up lidinillah, for the love and the pleasure of Allah's deen and Allah's religion, Islam, and for the love of Almighty Allah. Mathna, whether you are in pairs, two. Wafurada, or in single, you alone. Thumma, thereafter, tatafakkaru, then you wonder, ponder, and reflect. Ma bisahibikum min jinnah, when the enemies would carry out their personal attacks, character assassination, then they would say, Allah forbid that he is majnoon, that he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is insane and mad, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So Almighty Allah says, Ma biswahibikum min jinnah, your companion sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not have any trace, any sign of insanity, madness. He was, he is the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah, where Almighty Allah speaks of the journey of Mi'raj. Let me just take you through that journey quickly to show us the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. Chapter 53, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. Allah takes an oath on the star. إِذَا هَوَى, but the star will fall down. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were, you are, you always will be the greatest. You will never fall. Allah will elevate you, elevate you. Chapter 94, Surah Alam Nashra, verse 4, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will elevate you, elevate your name, nami, your isme grami, your honorable name. When idha zukirtu zukirta ma'i, when my name is taken, then your name is taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And thereafter, adhan, same thing there. Now the enemies would say something is wrong with the intelligence, intellect of Nabi alayhi salam. Allah refuted. Ma dalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa. He doesn't go astray and he is not deviated, nothing. He's the best of the best. Who is he? Wa ma yantiqu anil hawa. When it came to the tongue mubarak of the master, he does not speak of his desires. In huwa illa wahyu yuha. He is but the messenger of Allah, the last and final, and the wahi revelation comes to him. When it came to the heart mubarak of the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma kadabal fuadu ma ra'a, his heart does not see wrong, always right, and it speaks the correct and the truth. When it came to that, when it came to the eyes mubarak, what Allah says, ma zaghal basaru wa ma tagha, the eyes of the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam never deviated. So the anatomy, the jasad athar and badan mubarak of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah praised it in Surah 53, and open the first 18 verses and you will see there. So what Allah says now, مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ مِنْ جِنَّةِ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ لَكُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ. He is but a warner with love. Your son's name Nazir, warner? No. At-takhweef ma'al mahabba, to warn with love. Cold winter's day, your son, daughter, beautiful, handsome son, beautiful daughter, crawling towards the fireplace, the heater. You are the mother you see. How you warn your child, and with love and compassion. So Allah warns us, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam warns us, million times more, billion times more, love, more compassion. نَذِيرٌ لَكُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ. Before the occurrence and the phenomenon comes of the severe punishment. قُلْ say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. So I am not asking you for any reward and wages and recompense, for وَلَكُمْ, that is for you. My reward is in ajriya illa alallah. My reward is there by Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in shayid. And he witnesses everything. He sees everything. And when we study the noble Quran, Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرًا مِنْ أَجْرًا. So قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. I don't ask you for any wages. إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. But you must love my kith and kin, my Muslim family, my honorable wives, my beloved sons, my beloved daughters, my beloved grandchildren, my son-in-law, so all that you must love. So that is compulsory. Surah 42, and that is Surah to Shura, and verse number 23. So see everything mentioned in the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَقَذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ. Verily, my Allah, he casts and he throws the truth to them, and he demolishes them, abolishes their arguments, the truth. Allamu al-ghuyub, he is Allam. Allah means hyperbole, mubalagha, the one who knows everything that is in the unseen. Nothing is hidden, obscure from him. That is Almighty Allah's knowledge, all-embracing, all-encompassing. Qul, say, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jaa al-haqqu, the truth has come, wa ma yubdi'ul batilu, the falsehood, they cannot create anything, they cannot invent anything, wa ma you eat, and nor can they resurrect anything. Can the idols do anything? Can creation do anything? Absolutely nothing. Qul, in dalaltu, hypothetically, for argument's sake, you say that I am not on the right path, the kuffar. So if I am on astrayness, Allah forbid, this is just an example to the non-Muslims, فَإِنَّمَا أَدِلُّ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي, then I am leading myself also astray. وَإِنِ اهْتَدَيْتُ, and if I am on the truth with guidance, which definitely I am on, فَبِمَا يُوحِي إِلَيَّ رَبِّي, it is because of the revelation that is sent to me. So revelation comes from Almighty Allah via the Archangel Gabriel, Jibreel alayhi salam. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. And remember, it is the truth for all times, all places. لَا يَعْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِي. So today when the scientists, professors, they say this is their theory, this is what they research, then after 1 year, 5 years, it is debunked, it is thrown away. Then they come with a new theory, and that's a conspiracy also. So that is as far as human beings' knowledge goes. Allah, subhanallah, he transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect. He was, he is, he always will be, more perfect than the word perfect. That is how you must understand, subhanallah. إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ قَرِيبٌ. He is very, very, he hears all the time, all places, all hearing, qareeb, very, very near. So near, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. He's nearer to us than our own jugular vein. That is all, Mighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Our thoughts that come in our hearts, in our mind, that also He knows. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. The eyes that are disloyal and unloyal, and what we are concealing, hiding in the inner recesses of our heart, that Allah Ta'ala knows. Now Allah Ta'ala is teaching us what a lesson. وَلَوْ تَرَى. If you human being, you could only see. إِذْ فَزِئُوا. Now when the time of death comes, they are in Sakarat. And now they're going to leave this world, the non-Muslim. So they are in that realm of fear, horror and terror. فَلَا فَوْتَى. And there's no escape. They have to die on the appointed time. وَأُخِذُوا مِن مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ. And they will be taken from a near place. The angels have surrounded them. And Malakul Maut is there with his entourage. He doesn't come alone. People say, how can there be one angel of death? So I responded and asked, how come there's one sun, S-U-N, and the one sun, it is giving us light, and it is giving us the heat, and we are 7 billion plus people. So when one sun can give simultaneously that heat to billions of people, so what objection do you have that the angel of death comes with his entourage and he then takes the ruh, the soul and the spirit of thousands of people simultaneously? So when we apply our mind with the help and mercy of Allah, so min makani qareeb, from a near place. So we don't have to go far. The angels are right there. And angel of death will take out and remove and extract the ruh. وَقَالُوا آمَنَّا بِهِ. That's the time they say we bring iman. But now this iman they brought is not yu'minuna bil ghaib, is yu'minuna bil mushahada. Is not iman and faith in the unseen. It is after they saw the angel of death, after they saw the sakarat, their connection already started with the year after. Therefore, look at the eyes of the person who's in sakarat. When the ruh, the soul, separates and emanates, then he doesn't have the power to close it. O Muslim, when you are there, then close the eyes of the deceased and say whilst closing the eyes, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. In the name of Almighty Allah, Millah you never use for Allah. You don't say Millatullah. Always you will say and you attach it to the messenger. Millata abikum Ibrahim, the religion of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wa ala millati Rasulillah, the religion of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deen that you attribute to Almighty Allah. Draw the distinction. So see now, that person at that time, like the Pharaoh, he's drowning, he's sakarat, he's in the pains and pangs of death. Now he wants to bring iman. Nay, not good, not accepted, now everlasting doom and gloom. So at the time of death, they all want to bring iman. وَأَنَّا لَهُمُ التَّنَاوُشْ. Understand this word, tanawush. When you want to grip something, you want to see something, you want to hold something, but that something now is so far, like you know a child, is very short, very, very small, and now you keep something high, and he wants, and you keep it there, so that is tanawush. So they want to now. So how will they grip and seize and accept the iman? Mim makanim ba'id, from a distant place in the year after. They already sent to the year after. Now they sent to Jahannam and the hellfire. That barzakh, and that is after death. Remember the interspace in between. In between the dunya and the world, and the year after Jahannam. So it's like custody before the court case. So they know they're in deep trouble already, and they are failures. So how can then they seize and they grab the iman from a distant place? وَقَدَ كَفَرُوا بِهِ مِنْ قَبْلٍ. And they are the same people, definitely, indeed, they committed kufr with him Almighty Allah before. وَيَقْرِفُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. They rejected the truth. They cast away the truth. Remember that, bil ghayb, that the unseen, which was the truth, that they threw it away. Mim makanim ba'id, from a distant place. So meaning now, they will have to suffer the consequences. So Allah Ta'ala is showing us, oh human being, now is the time. Me and you also need to wake up. How? That we committed sins, vices. So when are we going to make tawbah? Istighfar is a win-win situation. Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahimahullah, the sage of the age. I tell you one episode of him. One story of his, because you like stories also. In chapter 71, Surah Nuh. So go to that surah there and see verses number 10, 11, 12 and see what Allah Ta'ala is teaching us. Chapter 71, verses 10, 11 and 12. Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahimahullah was born in Madinah Munawwara. They brought him to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Amirul Mu'mineen performed the tahniq, chewed the date, inserted it in his baby's mouth. Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Give him profound, deep understanding of deen, of Islam. Wa habibu ila nas, and make him beloved to humanity. Then at the age of 14, his family and them migrate. They left Madinah Munawwara, went to Iraq, they settled in Basra. Lo and behold, a person came on one day and he said that, you know what, we got no rain, we suffering famine, drought, all this. He said, read istighfar. Astaghfirullah, 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 Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilay. Istighfar is for the past, Ya Allah, forgive us. And tawbah is for the future. Ya Allah, we must not go back to those vices and sin. No relapse. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Chapter 66, verse number 8. So he told him istighfar. After some time, then another person came and he said, I don't have children. He said, istighfar. Then another person came and said, my business is gone down, finished. I'm on the verge of bankruptcy, and you know, I'm finished. He said that financially he meant. So he said, istighfar. So like today, if a doctor, you tell him head paining, panado, stomach paining, panado, knee paining, panado, they'll call the doctor, Dr. Panado. So remember, then the student asked, yeah, Imam or Ustad, that three different people came, and you gave one prescription for all of them. He told him, Sayyidina Hassan Basri told him, Alam taqra'il Quran, you didn't read Quran. Istaghfiru Rabbakum, Allah is commanding. The Minu alayhi salam, tell them, beg Allah for forgiveness. Innahu kana ghaffara, Allah is of forgiving, very forgiving. We will beg Allah. Allah will change the conditions in the skies, in the heavens. Yursili sama'a alaykum midrara. Allah will send for you beneficial rain. Great amount of rain, not destructive rain. One. Wa yumdidukum bi amwal. Allah will increase your wealth for you. Wabaneen, Allah will bless you with pious good children that will become qurrata ayun, the coolness of the eyes in this world, in the year after. These are the worldly benefits. What about the year after? We make istighfar. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنَارًا. Allah will grant you, O human being, gardens of paradise, and the streams and the rivulets will be flowing there. Chapter 71, verses 10, 11 and 12. So me and you also, before death comes, we have to make tawbah. We don't know where and when it will occur. So daily ask Allah, 2 rakat salatu tawbah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. So many million, billion, zillion sins, vices we committed. Then istighfar, tawbah, we don't go back to those vices. No relapse. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَحِيلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ. A barrier will be placed between them. That is the people who died now and what they desire. So now they desire this, desire that. No, it won't be given. Because now they did. You see, in football, soccer, the referee blows the final whistle. Finish. The match has ended. Now you go and score goals, it means nothing. So Allah gave us this lifespan. Similarly, that when death comes, after that we can't do anything. That is the fadl, the grace and mercy of Allah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ إِنْ قَطَ أَمَلُهُ, that our actions are finished now, إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ, but three will continue. صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ, that one of them is recurring charity. We put up a borehole, masjid, madrasa, or... Second one, أَوْ عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ, we left the legacy of knowledge, people are benefiting, and we take Imam Bukhari's name, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, like that, Sahaba, all of them, the great legacy they left behind. أَوْ وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ, or pious children, that they will keep on making dua, or pious good students, inshallah. So that is the lesson. So the barrier will be put between them and the desires. كَمَا فُئِلَ بِأَشْيَائِهِمْ. Don't make a mistake here. One is شَيْءٌ with a hamza in the end. And then the plural is ashya, one thing and several things. That is with a hamza in the end. This is not with hamza, this is with ayn. So bi ashya'ihim min qabl, bi amthalihim, like they are. So remember, people who were their predecessors. So who came before them, how we treated them before, so they will be treated, the successors will be treated like the predecessors. Meaning that when they committed kufr, shirk, nifaq, hypocrisy, so they were dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire forever. So same thing will happen to them. So kama fu'ila, as was done with their predecessors before min qabl. Innahum kanu fi shakkim murib. Indeed, they are the people in doubt. When it starts, it's shak. And when that doubt increases, it becomes raib. La raib fihi. There's absolutely no doubt at all in the Quran Sharif. Murib. They have so much doubt. So they are the people, the doubting Thomases, and they are very, very skeptical. So that's how you translate it in English. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. O Allah, through your benevolence, grace and mercy, accept the completion of Surah Sabah. Bless our parents, our teachers, the entire Ummah Muslimah. Ameen. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.